This is SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
You had best sound off that you love the Virgin Mary, or I'm going to stomp your guts out. Now, you do love the Virgin Mary, don't you?
Sir, negative, sir!
Private Joker, are you trying to offend me?
Sir, negative, sir! Sir, the private believes that any answer he gives will be wrong, and the senior drill instructor will beat him harder if he reverses himself, sir!
Who's your squad leader, scumbag?
Sir, the private squad leader's private...
Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us right now on a hotline, you know, he covers Syracuse for SB Nation. He's John Casillo. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, John, look, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? This is nothing against you. I really hate Syracuse. And it's got nothing to do with anything that the university has ever done. It has to do with the fact that like 70% of the guys in my industry went to Syracuse. So every time Syracuse wins any game at all, they all act like it was prom night and they all got lucky for the first time. And it's sickening. But on the court this year, you know, Syracuse wasn't a top team in basketball this year, but they continue to win important games. And that zone defense, it's almost like it doesn't matter who plays for the program. Boeheim's zone defense gives teams that haven't seen it fits. Why, in an era when you know you play zone defense in college, why is the Boeheim zone so much more difficult to face for teams than everybody else's zone?
You know, I think for Syracuse, it's because it's been established for so long, because at this point, it's not like a lot of other teams where they're playing zone, you know, 40, 50% of the time. Like about 10, 15 years ago, Boeheim went in on 100% zone all the time. He recruits guys specifically to play it. And obviously, those are going to be some top 100 guys with that. They're guys who are very talented individual defenders who he puts into his zone. So it's not as if you're really hiding a lot of these guys, you know, with a defense. Instead, you're kind of enhancing their abilities by having them play together. Obviously, our guards are usually pretty tall. You know, this year we had the tallest team in college basketball. So, like, it's a lot of the length. It's a lot of the athleticism. And, again, it helps to have, you know, some pretty talented guys on the roster to kind of implement, and again, talented individual defenders to put into that zone.
Now, this wasn't a classic orange team. You know, they didn't finish particularly well in the ACC. They were way down the line, finished 8-10 this year, 22-13 overall. It's almost like you expect Syracuse is going to win 20 games. But considering how much they struggled in the ACC, how much of a surprise is it that here they are, second round, getting ready to face Michigan State?
I mean, for me, I thought that the computer numbers had put us in a good position. And it felt like we might have done enough going into Selection Sunday. I thought we were out after Davidson won the A-10. But, you know, we saw 2 years ago, once you give Syracuse a chance to, like you mentioned, show that zone to teams that haven't seen it. I mean, even TCU, Jamie Dixon saw it when he was at Pitt, but none of those players have seen it. If you put us in a position to surprise some teams and take some teams out of their comfort zone, we're probably going to take advantage, even with a team that's pretty short-staffed right now and pretty gassed, I think.
You know, it seems like if you play Syracuse and you can't hit outside shots, you're doomed. And TCU, they couldn't even shoot 40%. You know, and Arizona State struggled. Does Syracuse have enough offense to legitimately take down Michigan State?
I don't believe so. I think that, you know, for Syracuse, defense is going to create offense. And when it comes to Arizona State was happy to just chuck up threes all day, whether they hit them or not. TCU had a little more of an inside game, and the threes just weren't falling for them, despite the fact that they're a pretty accurate, you know, three-point shooting team. Michigan State has, like, kind of that perfect inside-outside game where they're going to be able to both pound us in the middle and be able to hit from outside. They've also got a lot more depth. Obviously have a lot more size than both of the previous teams we faced. I don't think we're going to have enough offense here. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not expecting us to have enough offense to keep up with Spartans.
John Casillo covers Syracuse for SB Nation. John, you know, this Syracuse basketball program used to be one of the most prominent basketball programs in the nation. They're still a recognized program, but they're not the top power that they once were for 15 years. Is there, you know, conjecture up there in Canada, I mean upstate New York, I mean Canada, that, you know, at some point are they going to look to move on from Jim Boeheim, or is Boeheim, because he's the institution there, he basically have job for life?
I think Jim's going to make the decision to leave when he feels like it. That probably is going to be in 4 to 5 years, but that's not based on anything he's actually said. You know what? The last few years have really been affected by sanctions. They've been, you know, affected by the fact that we've had some unexpected departures, both through transfer and the NBA. Like, it just happened to be a perfect storm of a lot of things all at once. You look at this upcoming class, and you know, we've got a top 10 kid, Darius Bazley, coming in. I'm a lot more optimistic on the future with our full complement of scholarships again going forward.
All right, we're talking with John Gasillo, SB Nation, covers Syracuse. Now, Syracuse is a team that used to have a program that used to have a great basketball team. They had a pretty good football team. I don't know what else they. I mean, I think they used to be pretty good at lacrosse back in the day. But is the school overall in decline on athletics? I mean, is the basketball team still the most prominent program there? I mean, what is the lay of the land for athletics at Syracuse right now?
I mean, that basketball is still going to be, you know, the most prominent team and the most prominent team in the region, really. The football team obviously drives a lot of revenue. And if they can get better, that helps us, that helps, you know, everybody out even more. But at the same time, you know, you're seeing kind of things shift in the last 10 years. We've seen our Olympic sports, which were never really all that important, at SU, even when I went there, you know, over a decade ago. Like, now suddenly, you know, you're seeing cross country pick up national titles, women's lacrosse team contending, field hockey winning national titles. So I think, like, that all timed out pretty well with our move to the ACC. I don't necessarily think you're gonna be a really prominent national athletic program if you're just kind of relying only on Olympic sports. But I have faith that the basketball program is gonna be back on the way up. And football, I mean, I'm optimistic. I like Dino Babers. I think a lot of other people do too. I think they're never going to be what they were under Donovan McNabb and those years. But if we can be a team that wins 7-8 games a year, I think that's something a lot of people would be happy with.
All right, John, this game gets underway in about an hour, Syracuse and Michigan State. What has to happen for Syracuse to win?
I mean, Michigan State needs to struggle from three for one, because I don't think we're going to be able to stop them inside. Syracuse has to stay out of foul trouble, which has been a real struggle with the short bench that they have right now. And then SU has to get something out of their guards on offense. Last few games, Frank Howard and Ty Spattle have really struggled. Last game, they went a combined 6 for 23 from the field, 14 points. You can't have that happen again, and that's really been the source for our offensive struggles. So I think if SU can get to 65 points on the game, I'm feeling a little more optimistic, but if they fall short of that mark, it's going to be really tough to keep up with Michigan State.
All right, John, one last thing to ask you as a Syracuse alum. You know, it's really hard when you're like, I went to Syracuse. I was so tempted to be like, another Syracuse guy? Dude, cut this interview right now. Your feeling on your mascot, which is a giant orange.
I love Otto. I think it's weird that he's fuzzy, but I do love Otto and the goofiness he provides on the sideline.
Wait, he's fuzzy?
He's a fuzzy orange.
Oh, God. John Gasillo, and I appreciate you being a good sport today as well, John. Thank you. John Gasillo, SB Nation, covers Syracuse. John, how can people find you online?
You can find me at newsmagician.com. You can also find me at John Gasillo on Twitter.
All right, John Gasillo with us. John, appreciate your time today, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Considering you're playing Michigan State, I'm going to bite the bullet and wish you good luck, because at least you don't harbor pedophiles on your campus.
I appreciate that.
John Gasillo, SB Nation, covers Syracuse, taking some time with us here on the network. And